Good morning, this is Kolbe Isha Erva number 12, and we are continuing with the tshuva of the Sri Deyesh. Just a little bit of background for those who are just joining us today and not listening to the serial series on Kolbe Isha Erva. We're talking about a question that was posed by the Irgun, the organization Yeshurun in France after World War II. They were involved in trying to keep the Noir, the youth, attached to Judaism, which was very difficult at that time. And they came under attack by various Rabbanim who did not like their methods of outreach. It wasn't really a Kiruv organization, it was a youth organization. And the claims were two against them. Number one, they had co-ed activities, boys and girls together. In fact, when they were sitting and having various activities like singing on Shabbos, they sat at separate tables. That will be a relevant fact for us today. So claim number one, co-ed is problematic. Claim number two, Kolbe Isha Erva Zmiros on Shabbos, Shirei Kodesh, singing psukim, etc. Kolbe Isha Erva is prohibited as well. And they had Madrichim, they had counselors, supervisors, they were Yirei Shamayim that were in fact strict about the mitzvahs, and they were responsible there for maintaining order, proper order between the genders. And today we're going to talk about the Sri Deyesh's response to the criticism number one, that you need to have separation of the genders. You can't have these co-ed activities, even if sitting separately on the tables when singing, but they are still boys and girls in the same general vicinity. So the Sri Deyesh responds to that as follows. In Amir Tzashem, we will start his analysis tomorrow on how about the Kolbe Isha Erva, the singing aspect of it. We're going to focus on the co-ed aspect of it. So the Sri Deyesh responds as follows. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that talks about that they were strict, for example, in the Beis HaMikdash, that women and men not interact, come into close connection between one of the other. Hitarvut is mixture. They shouldn't mix. The gender shouldn't be mixing together. Then the Gemara there, it quotes a Mishnah in Midos that says that Nashim Ros Milamalan V'Hanashim Milamatan, they separated the genders. The women were above, the men were below, in order to not have a mixture of the genders. The Rambam says as follows in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Kedesh lo yisarvu elu im elu, so that the men and women should not come to mix together. So the Sri Deyesh points out a very interesting point that he has, that what he deduces from this is, it doesn't say that they put up mechitzos that they could not see one another. It says that they separated the genders so they would not intermix, that they would be separated from one another. So why is it that Chazal in the Beis HaMikdash was concerned about they're not mixing together, but apparently they were not concerned about they're not seeing one another, especially concerned men can see women. There's a concerns of hirhurim, inappropriate lewd thoughts. So we do see here, based on this Gemara and the Mishnah in Midos, that there was a separation, but says the Sri Deyesh, it was a separation, but not a mechitza, a barrier that would prevent one from seeing each other. So he explains it as follows. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that makes a drush on the Pasuk, V'nishmarta mikol davara, you have to be very careful from anything evil, anything that bad that may happen. So the drush is as follows, that shlo yistakel adam v'isha nava filu pnuya, the man has to be careful to not be looking at an attractive woman during the day, even if she's a single woman, because it may cause him to have a flow at night. He may have improper thoughts while he's sleeping, and you have to be careful about what you look at, even in all instances, even if she's not married. And he says as follows, what's it talking about? The concern here is when you stare at somebody, that it may lead you to have hirhurim and worse. So that is the concern here. And when it comes to this hirhurim, now we're not talking about the mixing together of the genders, but inappropriate thoughts when looking at the other gender, a man looking at a woman. He says as follows, that this is something that's subjective. It's something that it's internal. It's not something that you can see on somebody's face. It's not when you see the genders, you can say he's having hirurim, he's having hirurim. Each person has to supervise and manage himself when it comes to this. It's a subjective thing. Some people may look inappropriately. Some people may not look inappropriately. Some people may have inappropriate thoughts. Some people may not. Accordingly, this is something that Chazal did not feel at the time of the Beis Hamikdash that they needed to legislate about, because each person is going to be responsible for his or herself, especially his health. However, when it came to the mixing of the genders, by definition, the mixing of the genders brings on kalas rush. That brings on levity. So we see that Chazal, two levels here. Level number one, the mixing of the genders. Chazal were concerned about that, and they made sure to separate in the Beis HaMikdash the men from the women. When it came to inappropriate thoughts, Chazal, of course, they're concerned about that, but that's not something that they're going to take action on to put up a barrier between the men and women. If somebody subjectively feels that he's going to have an issue, he has to be sure to not look. He has to be able to manage himself. So the Tzitza Leah, the Sridiyesh continues, and he says as follows, when it came to a shul, because our precedent is the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to a shul, we have Takana Kduma. This was instituted way back to have mechitzas. To have mechitzas, large mechitzas, tall mechitzas, shelo yuchlu yistaka mishon tefila kriya shema, that men cannot look at the women because they have to daven. They have to say the Shemoneh Esrei. They have to say the Kriya Shema. And that you have to be very careful in those instances. You have to be careful to not see an erva. You can't see inappropriate areas on a woman. You can't see the hair of a woman. That's erva yisha erva if she's a married woman. So in a shul, indeed, that was instituted to not look, because we have the issues of davening and we have the issue of Kriyat Shema. However, aval ba'asifa shel rishus, however, other different gatherings. A reshus is like voluntary. It's not an obligatory mitzvah like the davening, but other things like, and he gives examples, kegon bishas achnasas kala l'chuba, at a wedding, at the chuppah, that we are bringing the kala, the chas, and they're getting married at the chuppah, o bishas ne'umim udrashos, when somebody's giving a shir, when somebody's giving a drasha, lo hikpiru la'olam nasas mechitzas, they were never makbid to have a mechitza in those instances. So at a wedding, says the Sridayesh, at a drasha, at a shir, who had mechitzas? V'rak medaktikin shelo yeshu anashim v'nashim yachad. The diktuk, what we were careful about, what we are careful about, says the Sridayesh, is that men and women should not sit together. V'lo yis'arvu z'zeims, and they shouldn't mix together. But to have a mechitza, there's no reason. He says, in a Beis HaMikdash, we have, so you can't look each other. We separate the genders. In a shul, we're even stricter than that. Why? Because if we're davening, and we are davening, we're saying Kriyat Shema, we're saying Shemoneh Esrei, we have to have barriers so we don't look. But in other areas, we don't have mechitzas. We have to be careful that the men and women don't sit together. But looking at one another, he says, that's not something that we are makbid other in the davening and shul context. So then he brings a Mordechai, one of the great Rishonim, Mordechai, that seems to say otherwise. He says, "Kedogon mechitza she'osim b'shasa drasha bein anashim l'nashim mutar lasota b'shabbos." You are allowed, says the Mordechai. He's talking about the building. He's talking about, can you put up a mechitza on Shabbos? Is it a problem of bone? And he says, for example, when it comes to putting up a mechitza at the time that we have a drasha, to put that mechitza between men and women, you can put it up on Shabbos. It's not a permanent building. It's not a permanent barrier. It's just a temporary thing. Though we see from this Mordechai that indeed they did used to put up a mechitza between men and women for purposes of the drasha. And here the Sridayesh just said, we don't for purposes of a drasha. So the Sridayesh answers as follows. It must be that the Mordechai was talking here about a midas chasidus. That's a better thing to do. It's a proper thing to do. Certainly not required to do. And he completes this concept, talking about the separation of the genders as follows. Me'olam lo ra'inu ba'artzos lito polen shi'yidak tekubas. And we never saw that in Lithuania and Poland that they were strict to have up mechitzas other in the shul and davening context. So what do we see based on all of that? We see here that the Sridayesh is saying that when it comes to the first claim of those against the organizers, those who are managing and running Yeshurun, the youth organization in France, that they have co-ed activities, we see here that the real hakbada of Chazal in the Beis HaMikdash and the other context we just talked about is that we shouldn't have the genders mixing together. But the fact that they are together but separate, they're at separate tables, as Yeshurun is strict to keep them on separate tables, not mixing, says the Sri De'esh that that would be not problematic, that would be permitted based on the halacha. Certainly there are midas chasidas, there are certainly better ways to do things, to not have them sitting at separate tables next to each other, etc. But that's not what we have to concern ourselves with. We have to concern ourselves with the mikar din. What's the halacha? And based on this, the Sri De'esh is saying the halacha would be, as long as they're at separate tables, they are separate, we don't have to be concerned that they can see each other. So indeed, this is the Sri De'esh getting over claim number one of the detractors from Yeshurun. But the bigger issue that we have to get over, and Amir Tashem, we will start on this tomorrow, is how about the Kol B'Yish Erva? Because even if they're at separate tables, we still have singing together. Kol B'Yish Erva, that certainly travels from one table to the next. And that is going to be a more difficult obstacle to get over. Have a wonderful day.